You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Well, good afternoon, friends. Quick update on our top pick of the year, Santa Fe Gold Corp. Santa Fe has turned in a stunning two-day performance. Quick quote from the Green Baron report. With gold prices on the rise and huge proven gold reserves on its properties, Santa Fe Gold looks like it will be a huge winner. Santa Fe Gold broke out 2 days ago when it printed at 66 cents per share and closed yesterday at 75 cents per share. We believe Santa Fe Gold, SFEG, is now under accumulation by some institutions and may wind up being one of the best performing gold stocks of the year. We see a short-term move that should take the stock to at least $1.50 over the next 30 to 60 days. We have a target for Santa Fe to hit $5 per share at some point this year. Now, the stock closed yesterday at 75, opened this morning at 75, took a quick sprint to $1.01, which is a new 52-week high, then a pullback into the 85 area, and the last print on the day was about 90 cents. Now, I don't have today's figures in front of me, but yesterday the Dow dropped, as you know, 382 points to close at 7888 after investors viewed new rescue details from the government with concern and healthy skepticism. The new stimulus package has analysts and investors more concerned than ever. President Obama stated it's gone deep, it's gotten worse. The situation we face could not be more serious. And again, that is why Santa Fe Gold is our top pick for 2009. Let's go to the press release that came out this morning. Santa Fe Gold, a U.S.-based mining and exploration enterprise focused on gold, silver, copper, and industrial minerals, today reported that mining and stockpiling of ore had begun at its Summit mine, southwestern New Mexico. Processing of the stockpiled ore is planned to begin when construction of the Lordsburg processing facility is completed. Barring unforeseen delays, the company anticipates that the processing facility will be ready to accept ore in approximately 2 months. Construction of the Lordsburg facility began in the first quarter of 2008 and is proceeding within budget and according to schedule. Our 12 by 12 decline ramp has reached the ore zone as predicted, at a ramp distance of 650 feet and 420 feet below the surface. We are pleased to achieve this important milestone, according to Dr. Pierce Carson, President and CEO. He continues in this press release by saying, assays of the ore zone average 0.13 ounces per ton of gold and 10.8 ounces per ton of silver over a mining width of 10 feet, including assays of 2-foot sample ranges up to 0.26 ounces per ton of gold and 19.5 ounces per ton silver. But these results are consistent with the reserve grades previously calculated for the Summit deposit. The width and grade of the ore zone also were what we expected on the basis of two historic drill holes that intersected the ore zone approximately 60 feet to the southeast of the declining ramp intersection, one 30 feet in elevation above and the other 100 feet below the decline intersection. The two holes showed respectively 9.6 feet diluted mining width grading 0.09 ounces per ton gold and 12.9 ounces per ton silver, and 11.9 feet diluted mining with grading 0.15 ounces per ton gold and 24.43 ounces per ton silver. Now, the company is proceeding to mine and stockpile ore, employing an overhead cut and fill mining method using jumbo drills and rubber-tired haulage equipment. Initially, two development headings will be driven in, one in the northwest and southeast directions, The mining rate is planned to build to 400 tons per day to meet the capacity of the Lordsburg mining milling facility. Mining operations are being carried out on a double shift basis by the company's own mining crews. Currently, the company employs 12 people at the Summit mining operation and 16 people at the Lordsburg mill site. CEO Dr. Carson said, "We are excited by the progress at Summit and remain focused on achieving production in the near term. In the light of worldwide economic troubles and rising gold and silver prices, we believe the company is well positioned to deliver long-term value to shareholders." My friends, you can go to santafegoldcorp.com, learn more about Santa Fe Gold. The Summit Mine officially today into production, ore coming out of the ground, the processing facility ready in 2 months. But we have to remember that the larger deposit, the Ortiz, has yet to be developed. Also, the micaceous iron oxide project, and also the mica up in Black Canyon City. Go to santafegoldcorp.com, get all the information for yourself, do your own due diligence before making any investment decision. But here at CFRN, we are very comfortable with our investment in Santa Fe Gold. We have a tremendous amount of faith in the management, the board of directors, and we do hope to have Dr. Carson on this radio program sometime within the next week to talk about today's press release.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Pastor Dwayne Reeves, and his guests. This information should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed security broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions. You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.